Finding a time and a place where you're unlikely to be disturbed. Choose a comfortable position in which to practice the body scan meditation. Usually, this will be in a lying position on the floor. Of course, it may not be possible for a variety of reasons for you to lie on the floor, and so it's fine to practice on your bed if that's better for you, or in a chair if need be. Using a pillow under your head and a rolled up blanket under your knees may help to take the strain off your back. Notice also that most of our waking life is spent holding ourselves upright. And so, for now, allow yourself to be completely supported in whatever position you choose. Remember also that although it's important to be comfortable, it's also important to avoid a level of coziness that sets the scene for you to fall asleep, since essentially the body scan is about becoming more awake and more attuned to your moment-to-moment experience. And so coming to rest on the floor or chair, allowing your arms to be alongside the body with the palms up if possible, or with the hands resting on your abdomen if that's better for you. Ankles are a little apart, and allowing the eyes to close, unless you feel that a soft focus on the ceiling would be more helpful to you in order to stay awake. And beginning to drop your attention inwards. Beginning to notice what it feels like to be in this position and supported in this way. Begin to notice the weight of yourself, the length and width of yourself. And as you next breathe out, simply allowing yourself to be supported, letting go into that support, and noticing the flow of your own breath. Breathing in, breathing out. And also noticing that there's a subtle but clear difference between noticing the sensations of your breath and attempting to control or change the breath in some way. And so rather than thinking about breathing, allow yourself to feel yourself breathe, noticing that your body knows how to breathe all by itself. Allow yourself to rest in the awareness of your own breath, since there's no need for you to get involved right now, nothing for you to change or improve, nothing to do but just observe. And also noticing that as you are aware of the breath, it's also possible to be aware of the whole body lying here, breathing. As we now gently and deliberately take our attention right down the left leg to the area of the left big toe. Just noticing the sensations right down there in the big toe, the underneath of the toe and the top, sensations of temperature or contact with the socks, movement of the air, sensations deep inside, maybe pulsing or tingling or maybe something else. Simply becoming focused on the sensations in that big left toe. And now noticing the little toe. And the toes in between the big and little toe. Maybe the spaces between those toes. What is here for you to notice in this part of the body? What are the sensations to be felt? perhaps a whole variety of sensations, or maybe very little. And if that's the case, that's just your experience in this moment. Remember that just as there is no need to control or manufacture any particular type of breathing, so also there is no need to create or manufacture any particular state or sensation in the toes. Simply pay attention to what is already there. And now moving our attention to the sole of the foot, the whole area of the sole of the foot, including the arch of the foot. Perhaps noticing contact with the air around, or if you're sitting, with the feet on the floor. Notice the temperature at the sole of the foot, sensations on the surface, or maybe sensations deeper inside that area, underneath the skin, pulsing, tingling, any sense of movement. And now expand your attention to include the heel, noticing areas of pressure, perhaps at the back of the heel, contact with your support. Just noticing what that's like. What does that pressure feel like? As we now wrap our attention round the sides of the foot to come to the top of the foot. And again, noticing what's there. Perhaps contact with your sock, movement of air. And moving away from the foot itself to include the ankle joint in our field of awareness. The front of the ankle joint, the sides, the tendon at the back, the surface of the ankle joint. Again, noticing air, temperature, contact with a sock. And then moving your attention deep inside any experience or any awareness of the inside of the ankle joint. Noticing the hinge of this joint and how we wouldn't be able to flex the foot without the ankle joint. And now holding the whole of the foot in awareness, from the toes right through to the ankle. Simply paying attention to the language of the body, the language of sensation, how our body speaks to us through sensation. And also noticing if already the mind has wandered, and perhaps notice where it has wandered to. Perhaps the mind has become bored, perhaps wondering how long this is going to take. Just noticing if a restlessness is there, or noticing if there's an emotional response to this practice. And remembering also that there's no need to struggle or force the practice. But at the same time, connecting with your choice to be here. Your intention to stay present and awake. And now with a gentle discipline, returning to the practice, the body scan practice, as we move to an awareness of the lower leg, the area between the ankle and the knee. Noticing what's here for us. The back of the lower leg as it rests against the floor. Noticing that muscle at the back of the calf. Noticing sensations of pressure as you rest against the floor, and also perhaps the subtle differences in areas of pressure. The length of the muscle, the width of the back of your leg. As we now bring our attention round the sides of the lower leg, the inside and the outside, and wrapping our attention round to the front, noticing the shin bone, the length of that bone, perhaps even noticing the weight of it. Noticing sensations of contact with the clothes, or perhaps contact with air. Notice any movement of sensations across the surface of the front of the lower leg. And now letting go of the awareness of the lower leg and moving now to the knee joint. So bringing the attention very deliberately to the area of your left knee joint. Noticing the front of the knee joint, the bony protective cap of the kneecap. Noticing the sides of the knee and the soft part at the back. Bringing into awareness all of the sensations on the surface of the knee joint, front, sides and back. And also tuning in to any awareness of sensations deep inside that joint. Perhaps remembering that this joint allows us to bend the knee, to sit, to kneel, to walk, to drive. And noticing how much this knee has allowed us to move through life. Really tuning in and breathing, and also feeling what is here in the realm of sensation. As we leave the knee behind and move to the upper leg, the thigh, the hip joint and the buttock area on the left. Notice that this is a large area, so there's no need to rush. Take plenty of time to explore the sensations here. Continue to remain curious and interested in what is here to be felt in this area of the body. The front of the thigh. Noticing that big muscle at the front of the thigh. Noticing the skin of the thigh and what's there in terms of sensation. Perhaps contact with your clothes. Again, perhaps an awareness of movement of air. Noticing temperature. Or anything else that presents itself to the field of your awareness. And moving to the sides of the thigh, the inside, the outside. As we move around to awareness of the thigh at the back. Noticing the long muscles there. Any sense of weight. Sense of heaviness. Perhaps an awareness of the long bone of the thigh. And the weight of that. Noticing the pressure against your support. And now coming to an awareness of the hip joint itself. Noticing sensations on the surface of the hip area. And perhaps an awareness of the hip joint deep inside. What's there for you to notice? Perhaps a sense of space. Maybe a sense of circulation. Perhaps even a sense of the temperature deep inside the hip joint itself. Maybe a pulsing. A whole range of possible sensations deep within the hip joint. And also noticing the buttock area. Again, perhaps noticing the size of the muscles there, the weight of them. Any sense of pressure against your support? Areas of strong pressure, perhaps areas of lighter pressure? Or anything else that may be presenting itself to your awareness? And also noticing the ongoing flow of your breath. The flow of your breath always there in the background, always available for you to touch base with. And now we let go of the left leg and move our awareness right down the length of the right leg, down into the big toe of the right foot, and becoming familiar with the sensations that are there. And also noticing that it's possible to approach the body with friendliness and warmth and curiosity. So, noticing the big toe of the right foot, the surface, and deep inside. Noticing again temperature and movement of air on the surface, and any sensations of movement, pulsing, tingling perhaps, deep inside the right big toe. And now noticing the little toe and the toes in between. Perhaps an awareness of the toenails, of all the toes. Maybe an awareness of the spaces in between the toes. Noticing the temperature in those spaces. Perhaps a sense of moisture. And also noticing that there may be nothing there for you to feel at this moment. And remembering that whatever you feel is simply what's there, presenting itself to you, perhaps even changing in character or intensity as you notice and as you observe. Moving to the sole of the foot, the arch of the foot, sensations on the surface, deep inside this area. Noticing the sides of the foot and the top. What's there for you to notice on the top of the foot? Again, contact with a sock. Temperature. A whole range of possibilities. As we move our attention now to the whole area of the ankle joint, the front, the bony protuberances at the side, an awareness of the back of the ankle on the surface, and also becoming aware of any sensations deep inside that ankle joint. An awareness now of the whole of the foot, the toes, the sole, the sides, the top, and the ankle joint. Really tuning in to what's there in the whole of the right foot. As we move now to the lower leg, that space between the ankle and the knee joint, noticing the length of the lower right leg, its width as that muscle of the calf spreads against the floor. Perhaps a sense of the weight of the shin bone and the pressure of the muscle against the floor. Noticing the sides and the front of the lower leg. Tuning into the whole range of sensations in this area. As we move to the right knee, noticing the front again, the sides, the soft part at the back of the right knee, tuning into sensations of contact. Maybe noticing space between the back of the knee and the support that you're resting on. And also tuning in to anything that's there for you deep inside that joint. Any awareness that the body is presenting to you at the level of the right knee. What's going on there from the perspective of that part of your body? As we move away from the right knee to the area of the upper right leg, the thigh area, the hip joint, and the right buttock. Noticing again that this is quite a big area with long, strong muscles, a heavy bone. So perhaps noticing the weight of the thigh as it rests against the floor. Noticing pressure at the back, sensations at the sides. Notice what's going on at the front of the right thigh. Becoming aware of the length and the width of that big thigh muscle. As we move our attention to the right hip, the surface of the hip. And deep inside. Noticing if the mind is wandering off and reconnecting with your intention to stay awake and present. And so tuning in again to sensations in the right hip. What's there for you to notice? What's presenting itself to you now at the level of the right buttock? The contact with the floor or your chair. The weight of this area of your body. And now noticing that even though we have travelled through the legs, area by area, with a narrow focus of attention as we go, it's also possible to hold both legs in our awareness. And as you next breathe in, experimenting with the sensation of breathing as if we could infuse both legs with the breath. So breathing into the chest and trailing the breath right down to the toes of both feet, and breathing out from there. So breathing in, filling both legs with an awareness carried on the breath, and breathing out to let go from both legs, from the toes right up through the length of the legs, through the chest, and breathing out. As we now simply let go of our awareness of the legs and begin to bring our attention to the pelvis. The whole of the pelvic region, the front, the sides and the back, the basin of the pelvis, this bony structure which offers us so much support and so much protection. Holding the delicate organs of the lower abdomen and just drawing your attention towards the sensations that are there. Perhaps noticing some movement with the breath, even here, deep in the pelvic basin. Becoming attentive to the sensations presented from this aspect of the body. Subtle sensations, or maybe stronger. Just noticing what is there. And all the while, perhaps noticing the mind's activity also. Perhaps the mind perceiving, identifying, or labelling sensations as pleasant or maybe unpleasant. Remind yourself that we're experimenting with and learning to turn towards sensations that may be strong or even difficult, rather than trying to transform or block an unpleasant experience. Just gently allowing ourselves to turn towards a challenge, acknowledging if something is uncomfortable, but exploring a new relationship with that experience as best as we're able. As we move now to the area of the low back, the lumbar area. Often an area of the body presenting some challenge. And take some time to simply notice what's there. Noticing the width of the low back. Perhaps noticing the points of contact with your support. Maybe noticing pressure in this whole area. Perhaps noticing areas of strong pressure, areas of lighter pressure or even space. Noticing also any sensations of movement with the breath. And perhaps allowing the breath to infuse and soften into any sense of challenge or intensity with an openness, a curiosity, a sense of letting go of any expectation for things to be a particular way or striving to change anything. Simply breathing into and allowing the body to experience and sense anything that's there. As we now wrap our attention round the sides of the body at this level, the lumbar level, and becoming aware of the front abdomen at this level, tuning into that soft point where the ribs separate, an area sometimes called the solar plexus, and just seeing what's there. Maybe even tuning into a sense that this part of the body may have its own kind of intelligence, a responsiveness to our circumstances. We often talk about a gut feeling, a sense of intuition. And also knowing that you're here in this room, supported by the floor or your chair, a sense of being safely held. As we move to the area of the mid and upper back, feeling the weight of this area on the floor, perhaps a sensation of breathing in the mid and upper back, the pressure that comes with the in-breath, a soft release with the out-breath, the contact of the shoulder blades against the floor or the chair, points of less contact. As we move our attention to the areas under both arms on each side, noticing movement of the ribs, a rocking, swinging motion, including the swing of your own breath. And now moving our attention forwards to the area of the front chest. Perhaps noticing in this area of the chest an awareness of your own heart beating in the cradle of the chest and supported by the rhythm of the breath. Your heart supplying nourishment to the whole body, over and over. Your heart taking care of you. but also recognizing that beyond the pumping function of the heart, this is an area where we also feel. An area that is touched and often holds a sense of emotion. We may experience soft-heartedness, sometimes hard-heartedness, openness, or tightening. And so allowing yourself to become attentive to this aspect of our lives, the experiences we associate with what we call the heart. Perhaps breathing as if we could allow softness and openness without forcing this area of our experience. Deepening our relationship with what is here. What is here to be seen and even felt. So we now bring our attention to the left shoulder, the joint of the shoulder itself, the surface of the shoulder joint, and any awareness of deep inside that joint. The upper portion of the arm, from the shoulder to the elbow, the length of those muscles of the upper arm, the weight of the upper arm resting against the floor. Sensations of the elbow joint on the left. The surface of the elbow, deep inside. The points of contact between the elbow and the floor. The length of the forearm. Those long bones and long muscles of the forearm, the surface, any sensations inside the length of the forearm, including also now a sensation of the wrist, the front of the wrist, the back of the wrist, deep inside that left wrist, and our left hand, the back of the hand, perhaps resting on the floor, the fingers of the hand, the thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, the ring and little fingers, an awareness of all five fingers. The palm of the left hand. Any awareness of temperature, contact with the air, a sense of moisture or dryness. And now including experiences and sensations deep inside the structure of the left hand. Now bringing into our awareness the whole of the left arm. Breathing as if we could breathe into the whole length of the arm. Breathing in and expanding beyond the chest to the shoulder, elbow, wrist, right down to the fingertips. And breathing out to release the focus of our attention from the fingertips right through the length of the arm. As we let go of the left arm and moving across to the right arm, the right shoulder joint, a sense of sensations on the surface and deep inside. Moving to the right upper arm from the shoulder right down to the elbow. An awareness of that area of the body, on the surface, deep inside, the length and weight of the right upper arm, the right elbow, bony part at the back, and the soft part at the front. An awareness of the surface of the right elbow. Perhaps an awareness of activity and sensation deep inside the right elbow. The right forearm, the length of it, the weight of it, sensations at the level of the skin, contact with floor or air, sensations deep inside, and now including the right wrist. Just wrapping your attention round the wrist now. Surface and deep inside. As you move to the hand, the back of the hand, noticing contact, weight, temperature. The right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. The length of all five fingers. An awareness of the fingernails, perhaps. And now noticing the palm of the right hand. Temperature, moisture, whatever is there for you to notice. And holding in awareness the whole of the right arm, from the fingertips to the shoulder, the length of the arm, the contact with the support. Focusing for a few moments now on the hands in particular, really tuning in to the sensations in both hands. Noticing what's there to be felt, and also perhaps bringing an awareness of all that these hands have carried for you, the sensations of touch and sensitivity. An awareness of those we have held in care and kindness, perhaps situations we have pushed against, the protection offered by the hands. As we now allow the hands and arms to rest and just be as they are in this moment. Reconnecting with the continuing flow of the breath, that constant ebb and flow, cultivating a friendliness and intimacy with our body just as it is. Bringing our attention now to the neck, the back of the neck, the cervical spine, an area which often holds tension. The back of the neck, the sides and the front of the neck, the throat area outside and deep inside. Perhaps feeling the movement of the breath deep inside the throat. Becoming aware of the area where we have a voice. Connecting with and bringing a warmth and curious interest as we observe what is here. And if the mind has wandered, as it often does, coming back again and again, knowing where you are, not judging yourself, but choosing to return to the body, training your capacity to remain focused and in tune with your experience of the senses, choosing to be here. As we move towards an awareness of the face, the chin area, the lips, and the area inside the mouth, perhaps an awareness of the teeth, the tongue, sensations of moisture, temperature, Maybe taste. An awareness of the area of the cheeks. The jaw area just beside the ears. And an awareness of the ears themselves. The rim of the ears. The inner aspect of the ears. The nose. The length of the nose, the sides of the nose, the nostril area, moving to an awareness of the eyes, the bony protective socket around the eyes themselves, perhaps noticing that thin line of contact of the eyelids, as the top eyelid lightly meets the lower eyelid. Perhaps a sense of moisture there. The balls of the eyes themselves, just resting behind your closed eyelids. Noticing the area of the forehead, the width of the forehead, temperature of the forehead, and allowing your face to rest in its natural state, with no need to express anything. No need to express anything right now. Noticing the top of the head, the sides of the head, perhaps a sensation of hair, if that's there. The pressure of the head against your support, the weight of the whole area of the head. And so now, after experiencing the body in its various parts, coming again to a sense of awareness of the whole body, from the toes to the top of the head, from the fingertips to the centre of the chest. The length of the body, the width of the body, the whole body lying here and breathing. And now breathing as if the breath could travel again beyond the area of the chest to fill the whole body, down to the legs and the toes, filling the length of the arms and also up to the head, so that as you breathe in, the whole body breathes in. And as you breathe out, the breath leaves from the toes and the fingers and the top of the head, becoming more familiar, quietly befriending the whole body, the entire body, held in awareness as complete, as whole. No matter your condition or what may be troubling you, being present, being here, and knowing where you are. And so with the eyes still closed, beginning to bring some gentle movement back into your body, staying with this attitude of awareness. Maybe touching your face or your hair. Contacting your face through the sense of touch. Perhaps choosing to move fingers and toes. Or maybe rolling your head from side to side. Being aware of the movement as you choose to move. And now bringing bigger movements to the body, maybe bending the knees. Maybe drawing the knees towards your chest one at a time. Maybe stretching the arms overhead. Just moving in whatever way feels right for you. There's no need to rush as you prepare to come up to sit at the sound of the bell.